Abbott and Costello program with the music of Carl Hoff and his orchestra, our singing stars Amy Arnell and Bob Matthews, and spotlighting that chunky, chubby little cherub who, when caught putting water wings in his father's pocket because he heard him say he was going to float alone, calmly said,
"I'm a bad boy!"
Costello. Costello, now look, our good friend Melonhead was kind enough to give us a job in this restaurant. Please, why don't you get out here and wait on these tables?
I'm out here in the kitchen, Abbott.
Well, get in here.
But I'm very, very busy.
Never mind, get in here. Look, drop whatever you're doing. You idiot.
I was washing the dishes.
Listen. Wait until Mr. Melonhead sees all those broken dishes. Do you realize those dishes cost money?
Yeah, speaking of money, Abbott, there was $10 missing out of the cash register last night. Now, I don't like to accuse nobody, but you and me are the only ones that can use the cash register.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, how's about each of us putting back $5 and we'll forget the whole thing?
Oh, no, you idiot. You're going to ruin this business. You're going to ruin this restaurant.
Now, how you figure that out? I mean, after all, Abbott, what do you mean? You're the one who's ruining the business with that terrible coffee you've been making.
Oh, yeah? I've been making coffee for years. Every morning I get up and make coffee in my pajamas.
Well, from now on, try making it in a percolator.
Now, look, come here, Costello.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing behind that counter? Take your hand out of that cookie jar.
I'm stacking up all these policeman cookies.
Policeman cookies?
Yeah, cupcakes.
Cupcakes. Keep your hands off the food, please. Keep your hands off the food.
Okay.
My wife is the cook in this restaurant.
Oh, no, she ain't. I fired her. She's so ugly, she ruined all the food.
How could her looks...
Yes, she did.
How could her looks spoil the food? She isn't that homely. You know that.
It's the first time I ever saw garlic back away from a person.
Oh, you dumbbell. Answer. Go ahead.
Hello, Melonhead's restaurant. Costello speaking.
Mr. Costello, do you have frog legs?
Yes, I have.
How do you keep from jumping out of your pants?
Hey, you know, that's a very peachy joke. I'm going to pull that joke on Abbott. Hey, Abbott.
What?
Have you got frog legs?
No, but I've got a pickled tongue.
Now, what am I going to do with the pants?
Look, will you cut all that stuff out and get to work?
Yes, sir.
I told you 3 hours ago to fill all the salt shakers.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they filled?
Oh, Abbott, it takes time to push all the salt in those little holes.
Oh. Costello, you don't do anything right. We're all out of milk. Look, I've got to buy a bicycle now and go into town.
Well, why don't you buy a cow?
No, wouldn't I look foolish riding a cow to market?
Not half as foolish as you would trying to milk a bicycle.
Oh, Costello, I don't know why I ever got you the job in this restaurant. You can't do anything right. You can't even wait on the customers.
Who says I can't?
Yeah, well, today at lunch you spilled soup all over the Admiral's head.
Well, the Admiral didn't mind. It was Navy bean soup. Beans stood at attention.
Never mind that. And another thing. What about those eggs you fried? Why were they so stringy?
Well, I couldn't find a frying pan, so I cooked them in your banjo.
In my banjo? Look, I told you don't know how to wait on customers. Here, Costello, sit down at this table, and I'll show you how to be a waiter. Now, here I come. I'm the waiter, do you understand?
Yeah, you're the waiter.
All right. Good morning, my good man. What can I do for you?
Good morning, waiter. Do you serve ladies here?
I do.
Well, bring me a nice short blonde.
Can you cut that out, please? And order some food.
Okay, waiter. I'll take some little sardines.
Well, why don't you take the big sardines? They're cheaper.
Well, why are little sardines so expensive?
Well, the little sardines are harder to get, you see. You see, in the ocean, the big sardines eat all the little sardines.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Sure.
How do they get them out of the can?
Oh, come.
Hey, you! Maybe you just better bring me a herring.
Do you want a kipper?
No, I don't want a kipper. I want to eat her.
I know. No, by kipper, I mean our herring are pickled today.
They're pickled today?
Yes.
I'll come back tomorrow when they sober up.
No. Get up from that table.
Okay.
Look, I'll be the customer, and you come in and wait on me.
Good, I'll do that.
Okay, now here I come.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, waiter.
I sit right down here and have a cup of coffee.
Thank you. It looks like rain, doesn't it?
Yes, but it tastes like coffee.
I know. No, you me, don't ruin the restaurant. Don't run it down. Try to sell me today's special. Head cheese and cream spinach. That's the idea.
Head cheese and cream spinach?
That's it.
But nobody wants to eat that stuff.
Never mind. Sell it to me.
Sell it to you?
Yes.
Okay, would you like some head cheese and cream spinach?
No, thanks.
I told you we couldn't get rid of it.
There you go, running the place down again. You're supposed to tell me what a nice restaurant this is.
Oh, do you want me to mention the rats, too?
Rats? Costello, there are no rats in Melonhead's restaurant.
There aren't?
No. Do you hear me? There are no rats in this restaurant. Now, repeat after me. There are no rats in this restaurant.
There are no rats in this restaurant.
That's better.
But did you ever see such big mice?
Shut out!
And they got children, yeah!
Where's the sugar for my coffee? And I want a spoon.
You want a what?
I want a spoon.
Don't you think I'm a little too young for you, Abbott?
Look, will you? Will you stop? Will you stop this silliness and take my order?
Yes, sir.
I want a sandwich with jelly and Philadelphia cream cheese. Now get it.
Okay. One sandwich with jelly and Philadelphia cream cheese.
Philadelphia
cream
cheese.
One sandwich with jelly and Philadelphia cream cheese.
Yeah. Oh, of all the stupid guys. Okay, Costello. Come in now. Costello. Come out of the kitchen. Costello. Costello. Hello. Melonhead's restaurant.
Is this Mr. Abbott?
Yes.
I have a long-distance call for you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, Abbott.
Costello, where are you?
I'm in Philadelphia. There'll be a slight delay on the cream cheese.
And now Bob Matthews sings I Can't Begin to Tell You.
I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you.
Costello, see what that woman at the lunch counter wants. Hurry up.
What is it, madam?
Young man, I just moved the noodles in this soup and I found a grasshopper.
Well, that's what you get for being so snoopy.
Another thing, there's no ham in this ham sandwich.
Well, try taking another bite.
All right. You see, there's still no ham.
That's too bad. You must have gone right past it.
Hey, Fatso! Hey, Fatso, come over here.
What's on your mind, mister?
The spring chicken is very tough.
You must be chewing on one of the springs.
Last time I'll ever come in this place.
Why is it that everything I do is wrong? Why is it that the last touch from these miserable fingers turns everything to dust and ashes? Ah, alas, it is a cruel fate that I was born to be a fool. Why couldn't I have been born in the same mold as the great heroes of our day? But no, no. Fate has placed me in a different niche. And here I stand before you, a clown, a silly buffoon, scorned by my fellow men. Scorn, do you hear me, scorn?
Oh, gee, Costello. Costello, I'm sorry.
Abbott,
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to win the Academy Award. the bells are
Stop this. Look, before any more customers come in, let's sit down and have our breakfast. Come on.
Okay. Hey, Abbott. Oh, look at the new waitress.
Yes, Millard. Millard had hired her this morning. Her name is Myrtle Chips.
Chips, hey? Well, she sure is well stacked.
Oh, good morning, boys.
Good morning, Myrtle.
Well, now, do you see anything that looks good to you this morning?
Well, we better have breakfast, I guess.
Miss Chips. Miss Chips, bring us some cakes, please.
Okay, hot cakes coming right up.
There, Costello's the kind of the girl you ought to marry.
Not me, Abbott. When I get married, I'm going to marry an ugly girl. If you marry a pretty girl, she'll have to run away.
Well, an ugly girl can run away, too.
Yeah, but who cares?
I know. Don't be silly. Here comes Myrtle back again. Isn't she a wonderful waitress?
Yeah, she can cook, too. Look at them hotcakes. She sure can cook.
Costello, get up and wait on that man that just came in.
Okay, well, you have, chum.
Hey, listen, buddy. I was in here Wednesday? No, Friday. And when I was eating my salad, I found a button in it.
The button must have fell off when the salad was dressing.
Yeah, that was a good one. Now bring me some warm orange juice, two slices of burnt toast, a dish of raw oatmeal with sour milk, and a cup of weak coffee, and make sure there's grounds in it.
Anything else? Anything else?
Yeah. You sit down here and nag me. I'm homesick.
Hey, Costello, look who's coming in the door. It's your actress girlfriend, Bessie May Mucho.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Miss Mucho. What brings you here?
I heard you boys were working in this restaurant, and I thought I'd drop by and have some nice hot coffee.
Coffee?
Oh, sure, Rabbit. You know what coffee is. That's what you drink out of a coupe and scissor.
Won't you have lunch with us, Miss Mucho?
Well, I might have some cream cauliflower, mashed potatoes, and some broiled lamb chops.
Why don't you try our fried calves liver and bouquin? And smothered in onions.
Hey, Costello, here comes Niles. Mrs. Niles, French maid. Phoebe LeBlanc.
Oh.
See what she wants. Hurry up.
Hello, Phoebe.
Ah, Monsieur Costello. You are glad to see little Phoebe. Oui, oui.
Wow! Carry me out of it!
Take it easy.
Ah, vous êtes très jolie, mon ami. I am crazy for you. Je t'adore.
What did you say?
Je t'adore.
You heard the lady, Abbott. Shut the door!
Can you stop it, Costello? What can we do for you, Phoebe?
Mrs. Niles is giving a party tonight, and she would like to have you furnish the food. If you have a pencil and paper, I will give you the order. Monsieur Costello, do you speak French?
Oh, I parley around the pool a little.
Fine. Then write this down. Mrs. Niles would like hors d'oeuvre en canapé, pâté de foie gras, bouillabaisse marseillaise, fromage de brie, cuillère de bœuf au jus, and Mrs. Niles would like poulette vin rouge en casserole, vichyssoise jardinière, jambon avec pomme de terre, crêpes Suzette et café au lait à cognac Napoléon. Now, have you got that?
I got it all but one part.
What part did you miss?
The part that comes after Mrs. Niles would like.
And now it's lovely Amy Arnell with Carl Hoff and his orchestra. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, Though the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, snow, snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. My dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Here's Bob Matthews with Simpson.
Symphony, symphony of love, music from above, how does it start? You are to me, and that song begins, singing violin, start in my heart. Then you speak, the melody seems to rise. Then you sigh, sighs, and it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me. Then we play, and it's clear. You are my symphony, my symphony.
Costello, isn't that Mrs. Niles' house there on the corner?
Yeah, stop the car, Rabbit.
Okay. Are you hurt, Costello?
No, I always get out through the windshield. Am I hurt?
All right, I didn't mean it that way. Here, I'll help you up. What's the matter with you? Oh, you buy me a new windshield, you understand that?
Go ahead, knock on the door, my hand.
You knock on the door yourself.
Hello, Miss Rabbit. Did you bring the food for my party?
Yes, we have it all right here, Mrs. Niles.
Fine, splendid. Just roll that big barrel of beer into the kitchen. Oh, pardon me, that's Costello.
Now, just a minute, Mrs. Niles. Do I look like a barrel of beer? Dr. Cowan.
No.
Thank you.
On second thought, a barrel of beer has a head on it.
Well, I'll tell you, Mrs. Niles, I wish I hadn't said that. I was just going to remark how lovely you look in that party dress.
Oh, thank you, Costello. It is a lovely dress. In fact, my designer told me this dress just matches my skin.
Yes, it does. What is it, corduroy?
Now, just a minute.
minute, Costello. Just a minute. You can't talk that way to my wife. Today is her birthday.
Yes. In fact, I just got through lighting the candles on my cake.
How many candles have you got on the cake?
Why?
You got an awful sunburn.
How dare you? Just how old do you think I am?
Oh, about 45.
I'll take that.
Take it. You snapped at it.
One more remark like that, Costello, and I'll cut the buttons on your sunsuit and let your rompers droop.
Oh, that's telling him, dear. I think you're wonderful, dear. You are my little rabbit.
No, Kenneth, dear, you're my little rabbit.
No, darling, I insist you are my little rabbit.
Oh, and I insist you're my little rabbit.
If there's anyone in the audience with a hunting license, what are you waiting for?
Look. Never mind that, Costello. Let's get the food in the house for the party. Come on.
And I hope you nitwits had sense enough to bring some meat.
Meat? I got 500 pounds of it out here.
500 pounds? Why, with the meat shortage, how could you get so much meat?
Ah, it was very simple. I'll bring it in. Dinner is served. Brisket of sea biscuit.
Oh, you idiot. Wait till your boss, Mr. Melonhead, gets here and I'll have you fired.
There you go, Costello, getting yourself into trouble again.
Gee, I guess I'm just no good. I'm just a garbage can on a back stoop of life. What? Yeah, that's it. Right.
Look, Costello, I'll give you one more chance. I'll let you wait on the table, but you'll have to take orders from my cook. Oh, Rudolph, will you tell Abbott and Costello what you want them to do?
Then, boys, here is the menu for tonight. Just radishes, rutabagas, cream carrots, parsley and parsnip, whole kernel corn, rose beef, raspberry rolls, and butter.
Now look now, but your percolator is boiling over.
Quiet, please, and get out in the kitchen and get your waiter's uniform and get ready to serve the dinner.
Otto, what the heck is following you? Or is that the phone?
Come on, Costello. Let's get out in the kitchen. Come on.
Well, it's about time you boys showed up. When you work for me, I want you to be on time. You understand? How dare you? How dare you keep the great Melonhead waiting? I've been here in the kitchen, working my fingers to the bone.
Looks like you've been working your head to the bone.
Silence, Costello. The reputation of Melonhead's restaurant is at stake. Mrs. Niles expects us to cook her a Spanish dinner tonight. Do you know what a Spanish dinner is?
Yes, sir. It's an eternal hot foot.
Never mind. Quiet, quiet. Whatever. Now, the first thing, Costello, we've got to do is make Mrs. Niles chili.
That's what I say. I mean, what'd you say?
I said, do you know how to make Mrs. Niles chili?
Oh, sure. I hide her long underwear.
Oh. Will you stop those bum jokes?
That was a little chili con corny.
Never mind. Never mind the chili. Did you get tamales?
No, I didn't get tamales.
Well, why didn't you get tamales?
Because every time I get tamales, Fibber is always home.
No, you don't. Well, he says get tamales. He doesn't mean get tamales.
No, I mean get tamales.
Would anybody like a pair of matching bookends with skin?
Costello, will you please get busy? We came here to cook a Spanish meal for Mrs. Niles in her patio. Can you remember that?
I can remember when she didn't have a patio to cook in.
Please, will you get busy, Costello? Now, first, we're going to make the chicken soup. Here, get that chicken over there and grab her by the neck.
What?
Grab that chicken.
Okay. Woo! Wrong chicken.
Costello, take your hands off Mademoiselle Fifi. Mademoiselle, I'm sorry this clumsy oaf bothered you. Pardonne moi, s'il vous plaît.
Il n'avait pas besoin d'être aussi insolente avec moi juste parce que je suis une fille.
Wait a minute. It's the only I can cry. I understand that pig Latin. Give me with that pardonne.
Costello, please, will you cut it out? We've got to go in and serve the dinner.
That's right. And Costello, I want to warn you about that. I don't want you to make any noise in there. There'll be a Spanish orchestra playing in the dining room. You'll see the men standing there, clicking their castanets and banging their maracas together.
You know, sir?
Yep.
That's a Spanish band.
Yeah, and do you know what you do?
Yeah, I walk over and hit him on the head with my fiesta.
Oh. All right, now, the first course is just about ready. Wait a minute. Don't take that platter yet. It's not ready. First, I'll braid the ends of your frijoles. Then I'll sprinkle a little Tabasco sauce on your tortillas, and then I'll take your enchiladas and put them back in the hot stove.
You wouldn't dare.
There's the music, Costello. Let's hurry in the food. Come on, hurry up.
All right, everybody, all right. We're all ready to eat. Just a moment, Costello. What is this thing you placed in front of me?
That's a duck.
A duck? Is it fresh?
Is it fresh? Just stick your fork into it.
All right.
Hey! That's the freshest duck I ever saw.
All right, I'll take the duck back, Costello.
Okay, Melonhead. We'll be preparing the Spanish pudding.
Spanish pudding?
Oh, yes, Mr. Niles. This is Spanish pudding with flaming sauce. Now, I'll just light the sauce.
Costello, don't light that sauce. It will blow you across the street into that vegetable market.
Ah, don't be silly, Abbott. I lit these before.
Costello, for the last time, don't light that sauce. It will blow you across the street into that vegetable market.
Get out of the way, Abbott!
Come to Baby Do.
I took a choo 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 fast as I could take a choo choo. I came a long, 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 long way to take you in my arms. And now it's your first move to prove that you've been true. Come to Baby Do. I've been away, way, 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 way beyond the blue horizon. I'm hoping no, 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 no one else is on your mind. So puckle up, my sweet, and meet your Waterloo. Come to Baby Doo. Stop me from guessing. Take no time to tease. Stop all this messing. Put your begging baby at ease. I wanna love, love you just the way I wanna love you. I'm gonna try, try, try to make you understand. When all is said and done, the one for me is you. Come to Baby Doo. Come to Baby Doo. Come to Baby Doo.
And now here are Bud and Lou back for a final word.
Well, you've had a swell time tonight in the restaurant, Costello.
Yes, Abbott. And the audience has been so nice that I'd like to invite everybody over to my house, and I'll cook dinner with my own little white hand.
Oh, no, not that! Anything
like that! It's that heckler again. Hey, so you don't think I can cook, eh?
You're such a great cook. Tell me, how do you make an old English pudding?
I don't know.
All you do is take the whites of 12 old eggs.
Whites? What'll I do with the old yolks?
Use them on your program next week. That's a joke, Fat
Boy. Good night, folks. Good night, everybody.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Waiting for the train to come in. Waiting for my gal to come home. I've counted every minute of each livelong day.
seemed so melancholy since she went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more, waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track, looking for the choo-choo train to bring her back. Waiting for my life to begin, waiting for the train to come in. Waiting, waiting for the train to come in.